Let's get right to those new jobs numbers. The Labor Department saying today that employers added just 38,000 new jobs in May, a shockingly low number to most economists who'd expected about 158,000 jobs. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax starts us off. And Marilyn, which industries suffered the most?
This is a tough time to be a blue-collar worker. We lost tens of thousands of jobs in mining and manufacturing last month. And, you know, in contrast, the places that were gaining jobs were the places with air conditioning. You know, it's offices, professional and business services, financial services, and certainly in healthcare. So that's where the jobs were growing.
Well, and this sort of parallels what we're hearing on the campaign trail, people in those industries that are losing the jobs. But how does this report compare with other recent months?
Well, you know, last year, the country was averaging about 220,000 new jobs each month. That was really good. We were all happy about that. But the pace has slowed a lot this year. Over the last 3 months, it's been averaging about half what it was a year ago. So that's all bad. And there's another negative in here. That's the dropout rate. A lot of people are just saying that I'm done. I'm out of the workforce. Now, to be fair, some of that, a good chunk of it maybe, is attributed to retiring baby boomers. There are tens of millions of baby boomers now in their 60s. They may just be fading away out of the workforce. But another big chunk could be discouraged workers. Say you're a 55-year-old coal miner who just lost their job. Maybe you don't want to be retired, but you're just out of the workforce now. So with all those people dropping out, the unemployment rate fell from 5% to 4.7%, but that's not the way we like to do it.
Well, but there's other things going on. Like there was a Verizon strike. Does that factor in?
Yeah, that is one kind of a fluke thing that was in there. In May, there were at least 35,000 Verizon workers who were on strike. That could have caused a sort of a spike in this number of idle workers. Strike settled now. They're expected to come back to work, so they should be out of there in June. But still, that's, you know, even if they were back in there, it would have been a low number. And there's another weird thing that might be happening here is there are a lot of employers who say they want to hire workers, but they can't find the people with the right skills in the right places. So this past week, for example, President Obama was in Elkhart, Indiana, talking about the low jobless rate there. It was about 4%. And a lot of employers were telling reporters there that they were constrained by the lack of available workers.
Right.
They wanted to hire, but they just can't find the people with the right skills.
That is another thing we're hearing from economists. Traditionally, people get up and move to where jobs are. They are not doing that this time.
Right.
So something,
low mobility.
Yeah, something we'll keep an eye on. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.